This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Hey, if you've crossed the street at a couple of intersections in Austin recently, you might have noticed a new voice beckoning you across the street. It's got a little bit of local flair to it.
Walk sign is on to cross First Street at Elizabeth.
And that got one of our listeners curious, so KUT's Andrew Weber picked up the thread for the latest installment of AT Explained.
Jenny Sturt hears him every other day when she goes running.
Walk sign is on to cross 51st Street at Cameron. Walk sign is on to cross 51st Street.
It stuck out to her. It wasn't the run-of-the-mill robotic-sounding voiceover you typically hear on a bus or at other crosswalks. Then it happened again.
I heard one downtown the other night at the by Blue Owl Brewery on Cesar Chavez. I heard it again, and I was with my husband, and I was like, right, I'm not just
walk
hearing this. This is a distinctive voice for a crosswalk.
Walk sign is on to cross Pedernales at Cesar Chavez.
But she couldn't let it go. She had to know who he was and how the city chose that voice.
I feel like the voice on there is a very Texan-y, Austin-y voice, and I was just kind of curious if that was a conscious decision that somebody made. I kind of assume it was. And how the voice was picked upon.
Before we get to that first part, whether it was a conscious decision, whether it was planned, let's meet the actual voice, Lupe Alvarado.
Team? Yes. How you doing, sir?
All right.
I met him at Jenny's Corner, 51st and Cameron.
How's your
day going? Oh, pretty good.
Lupe's been with the Austin Transportation Department for 13 years. The department started installing this technology in traffic signals a few years ago. Think crosswalks at big intersections and what are called pedestrian hybrid beacons, those stoplight crossings in the middle of the street. Back then, the Transportation Department had some ideas for voice talent.
We were going to get some very promising upfront voices, and we had some people that we contacted, employees of the city.
The intent of putting employees behind the mic is simple. It's cheap, and ideally they're pretty easy to track down, until they're not.
Scheduling wasn't always there, and we're trying to move on with projects. I started one, two, three, next thing I know I'm the one and only one who's doing it.
That speaks to the intent and the decision-making, but it doesn't speak to the distinctly Texan portion of Jenny's question. So she met us at the intersection and asked him for herself.
So did you try to, like, Texan it up or anything for the...
No. One of the assistant directors, when I first started, he said, try to make it... Don't be too authoritative. Try just to keep... Just to relay the message and... After a while, it just got easier and easier to sit there and do the recordings.
I love it. I feel like it's very Austin-y, and I do. It's not too authoritative, and it kind of makes me chuckle every time I come across one.
There you go.
As to whether Lupe will remain the voice of these, or someone like Matthew McConaughey or Willie Nelson may take over, he can't say. But he admits he's become a minor celebrity of sorts.
I guess I am.
For me, you are. I recognize the voice.
Jenny's not the only Austinite who recognized his voice. Lupe says a while back, the Austin Transportation Department hosted an open house for students from the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
And I had just finished talking to him about some other things. And one of the little ones goes over, pushes the button, and goes, that's him! That's him! Those little ones, they got some good ears.
Adeline Granger is one of those little ones. Well, she's not exactly little. She's 17. She's been at the school 3 years now. She's president of student council. She cuts hair. One day, she's going to open her own salon.
I enjoy what I do. I do hair and makeup, and I cut people's hair. Like I said, if they're brave enough, I haven't cut anybody so far.
Adeline has vision impairment from Best disease. It's a form of macular degeneration. She was diagnosed about 8 years ago. It doesn't stop her from getting around. Unlike some students at the school, she can go pretty much wherever she wants.
So I have full access to Austin. I could go anywhere, but I'm a busy woman and I can't go anywhere all the time. So I usually go across the triangle.
She hears Lupe's voice every time she goes over there to her favorite restaurant, Mama Foo's.
Lamar, walk sign is on to cross Lamar at 47th.
But for her, crosswalks can be overwhelming. She's got good peripheral vision, but she has light sensitivity. Lines can appear wavy, and her uneven vision makes depth perception and long-distance vision difficult. So for her, little things go a long way. Things like grooves she can feel with her cane at the end of the sidewalk, or a raised arrow on a crosswalk button. But the voice, as she calls it, helps make crossing the street easier by actually telling her with sound.
It makes me feel secure, and it's good to know, like, have somebody else tell you, like, straight up, walk signs on. Because sometimes you be like, is it on? Like, you're not really sure, so it's good to have, like, confirmation, backup. He's got my back.
So, when Lupe stopped by her school last week, she got excited. Just a little.
Hello, Evelyn.
Hi.
My name's Lupe Alvarado.
Oh my gosh, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is so crazy. I was so excited for, like, face with the voice that I hear when I go to Mama Foo's, so.
Oh, okay.
So this is
okay.
Cool. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
When the transportation department began installing these beacons, they reached out to the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The school told Lupe and his team that the recordings were too loud at first, that they may drown out other auditory cues folks with visual impairments used to cross the street. That was 6 years ago, and after that, the department installed more voice-enabled beacons and signals across the city, and eventually, Lupe became the voice. Now he's on around 80% of the voice-enabled signals in the city and almost all of the pedestrian hybrid beacons.
Wait to cross Lamar. That's my favorite.
Wait to cross Lamar.
That's so crazy.
Andrew Weber, KUT News.
Much more in our AT Explained project at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there, or you can ask your own question. It might be the next one we answer for AT Explained. You can also join our super secret Facebook group there. That's all at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.